Fishing report time. Fishing Frank in the chair. Robert in the chair across from me. We got Captain Carl here in the guest seat. And tent sale this coming Saturday, March 18th. Amazing lineup of people for you. Literally, you've got American Fishing Wire, Accurate Reels, Bomber Heading with free silver thread monofilament line. You bring a reel in, you can fill it up for free. You got Berkeley's going to be there, Boomerang Tools, Calusa Cast Net, Buster, the owner of Calusa Cast Nets will be there. We got Daiwa there, we got Mark Nichols from DOA. We got a big shot with Fenor coming down, his first time ever. They're going to be wheeling and dealing. We got guys from Flambeau. Hook, line, and threader, pretty cool little tool. We've got Mustad Hook's going to be there. We got Akuma. We got Ray and a bunch of people from Akuma coming. Peter's Knife Sharpener. You got Pure Fishing. We got Quantum. Charlie and the gang's going to be here, plus a couple of factory guys. Rapala's going to be here. Tim, the owner of Reaper Rods. Charles and Vicky flying in from Texas with Rockport Rattler. Savage Lure. We got Storm Lures. We got Soundworks. There's just so many people coming to this. I mean, got a brand new bait bucket coming, and it is I can't even remember the name of this bait bucket, but it's really cool. It's called Bait to Go, and Bait to Go is a brand new type of bait bucket coming out. Flambeau tackle boxes, like I say, the Redbone rods are going to be here. Fernando, just going to have a ball. A lot of people. That's this Saturday. 8 to 4 is when technically it's open, but a parking lot's full of people by 6:30. And we'll all be running and gunning and having a good time running around 200 miles an hour with our hair on fire. But getting back to the fishing report, what's running around 200 miles an hour with its hair on fire up the Peace River? Anything?
Well, there's been a few snook up there, especially around the Harbor Heights docks right on the mouth of the river. And then there's been a bunch of smaller snook over there at the Shell Creek Dam with quite a few juvenile tarpon moving around. This full moon's got them kind of active, you know, so the evening has been by far your better fishing time for both of those.
All right. Well, I guess that'll take us down around 41 Bridge. Anybody been by the 41 Bridge? Carl, anything?
Some snook, you know, at nighttime. But other than that, maybe a couple black drum. I haven't heard too many other things from there.
Anything, Robert?
Been a couple whiting and a couple oddball trout. Hasn't been totally gangbusters, but it definitely hasn't been poor by any stretch.
Okay. I guess it's going to take us over to Lashley Pier. Anything going on at Lashley?
The guys have been banging snook at night, but most of them are undersized. There's been a couple of, you know, slot-sized fish, especially more towards the beginning of it. Kind of like where you caught that one pier trolling.
Right.
You know, so they've been doing good there. A few mangrove snapper, oddball whiting. A couple of guys have caught some sheep's head from right underneath their feet there, but no numbers. Just incidental bycatch. But okay. Been nice anyway.
Going over to Bayshore Pier. Anything working over at Bayshore?
Couple guys have been catching some baby bull sharks over there in like that 3 to 4 foot range. I've heard of one cobia being caught over there. Other than that, it's been a little quiet. It's kind of weird. I haven't heard much for whiting or any silver trout, which is, this is the time of year when they usually start to perk up.
All right. Takes us into the Port Charlotte canals. Anything up in there?
Really good, actually.
Bunch of snook.
The mouths of all the canals have snook, a few redfish, some mangrove snapper, been some jacks coming and going through there, and then a couple of the key canals like Spring Lake, or East Spring Lake in particular, a lot of tarpon in there. Always aggravating and fun to try to throw at, but there's enough fish in there that's worth going in there and trying to get them to chew. It's been pretty good, but the snook have been the big thing.
There's some big snook in the Port Charlotte canals.
Catching them trolling or
throwing lures? Yep.
Just throwing lures under the docks?
Those new live target baits.
Mm-hmm.
The big fat paddle tails. Throwing the bigger white bait, and we're also throwing the bigger mullet.
There you go.
I mean, they're working great over there. top water early in the morning.
Perfect.
But there's also been a lot of snapper back there.
What's going on over at Elgin?
The night bite.
Yeah, a lot of night fishermen there. You know, it's the key spot right now for snook fishermen. And it's been pretty much a night feed because, once again, the full moon. During the daytime, it's mostly been a few mangrove snapper, oddball black drum, and a couple of trout and sheep's head. Just kind of, you know, they're bending the rod, but not doing phenomenally well during the day. The nighttime has been by far the better chew in general. Just can get a little bit of what would be the right word for that fishing there. Combat fishing sometimes.
All right.
Gets to be a lot of people up there at night sometimes.
All right. How about Tippy Canoe, Myakka Cutoff, any of those places?
There's a lot of redfish at the mouths of the Myakka Cutoff. As you get towards the middle, there's a lot of big snook in the Myakka Cutoff right now. Tippy Canoe, you had some trout in it, and a few redfish.
Catching them trolling, throwing shrimp.
Up there I'm throwing shrimp. Shrimp on a jig head, Rockport Rattler. The snook are actually eating shrimp too. It's just pretty weird. They're eating it off the bottom.
Finding them right in some of those deeper troughs or around some of those creeks coming out of there?
All the deeper water in where the snook are. The redfish are actually sitting pretty shallow. But the snook, there's a lot of snook in there. Big ones.
We heard about anything up in Gulf Cove in the canals?
Been some bass fishermen going way to the back of the canals, closer towards Placida Road there, doing really good on shiners and June bug worm of any brand, it seems like. June bug seems to be the color for them right now. Then a few guys have been picking up some nicer bluegill back in there. You know, just got only a couple reports, but they were very at least positive reports rather than none or bad.
Out towards the mouth by, you know, like Cattle Dock and the locks, there's been some snook, some pretty good sized snook.
Well, there you go. They're catching those the same way, or are they just trolling free along?
Free lining the shrimp. Yeah. Big shrimp. My buddy got his butt handed to him the other day there. Yeah. He was on his way back, and they stopped and threw one shrimp out, and it didn't take very long.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
No, they never got it, but...
All right. West Wall. What's going on down the West Wall?
There's a lot of redfish on the West Wall, all the way up and down it. They're very scattered, though. There's a lot more concentration of redfish down towards about a mile before K-Pay's Point.
So as you go south, they seem to pick up a little bit better numbers?
Yeah, but they're not necessarily up on the bushes. They're sitting out in the flat. Especially on this lower water, if you get in there and just float with your wind, you know, let the wind push you, don't worry about the troll motor, you'll see them fish tailing out there on the low water. There's also a lot of snook. There's snook all the way up and down that west wall right now. The creek mouths, you know, there's snook at the creek mouths, all up inside the creeks. I've been catching a few redfish.
Heard any pompano or anything else down there?
Pompano are sitting up on the west wall, the north end of the west wall. Like on the sandbar towards like the mouth of oyster and the mouth of trout. There's a lot of pompano. Though I've been using just a plain jig. What's that new jig we have?
Which one?
I don't know. Is it bucktail?
Yeah, bucktail jig.
Is it that bomber buck or the mustad bucktail?
I think, yep. Yeah. That new one, the white.
With the mylar ends on
it? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That's the one. The
bomber.
The smaller size.
Yeah, that little bomber one.
Just that's throwing it and bouncing it. No, not putting anything on it.
Cool. Well, score one for them. They'll be here this weekend. All right. Cape Hayes, what's going on down there?
A lot of trout. If you get past all the dolphins.
A lot of dolphins, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, once you start catching trout, dolphins move in, and they sit right 10 feet off the boat waiting. Just sitting there waiting. It's pretty bad, I mean, but if you get there when the dolphins aren't there, you'll catch a lot of trout, shrimp on a bobber, either that or a gulp shrimp under a float, or a little paddle tail, free line it.
Any pompano or bonnet heads or anything else hanging out there?
I haven't seen none of them.
What about the Spanish that have been cruising along that bar? I haven't heard anything about them since the end of last week.
It's been a little too windy for me to be on the outside of the sandbar lately.
Why?
Oh, you know, I'm running a ton of haul.
Okay. What about bull bay or turtle bay?
Bull bay is holding a lot of very good trout right now. All pretty much a lot of keepers. You know, we stopped in there. We had our limit of trout within 20 minutes. Throwing shrimp under a float. I'm using
those.
You're
just drifting through there?
No, I'm looking right on the drops, you know, where it's probably a foot or 2 feet, and then it's dropping off to like 3 or 4 feet.
Okay.
I stay in the shallow water, and I'm casting into the deeper, you know, right off the drop. There's
anything going on over in Turtle Bay?
A lot of smaller trout. There's quite a few snook going on in there right now. Towards the back, there's a lot of redfish. I was out there today, and me and Mike were sitting there fishing, and next thing you know, I seen a shark come up, and I seen the shark earlier. It was pretty wild what happened. Well, we're sitting there fishing, we're catching redfish. Next thing you know, the shark pops back up. Well, here comes a dolphin. It was on in the middle of the flat.
The dolphin fighting the shark?
Oh, this dolphin messed it up. Me and Mike are looking at each other like, Mike's like, well, there went that bite, because they were pretty much in casting range. And right after he said that, one of my guys hooks up, and I was like, maybe not. And then, we sat there, and we kept catching, and this is going on within casting range.
But Flipper got mad because the shark was in his feeding.
Oh, huh? Mike's yelling at me, I'm going to throw a big ladyfish out there and catch him. Oh, yeah, I don't think that shark's around anymore. I think the dolphin got the best of him.
They usually do. They're a little smarter.
Oh, it was wild. Water was blowing up. Shark was running. Dolphins on top of him. It was.
You know how dolphin kills sharks?
No.
They come up and nose them and ram them into their gills.
Yeah. Oh, there was most definitely some of that going on.
Yeah. Flipper gets mad about the sharks when they get in their feeding areas.
Yeah, that nose is like an actual weapon, because they actually use their nose to dig around in the sand to pick up flounder and stuff like that. So they actually will swim at a high rate of speed and just basically use it like a spear,
right,
and keep ramming the gills of the shark until they kill it.
The when I was commercial fishing, we'd have them, if you big purse seine net goes out and they get trapped in there, if you get in the water and lower the net so they can get out, they'll swim right by you and go out, but they won't jump over it like they can. They'll just go around, figure out, okay, I'm trapped, and then they pick us, they stop, and they go straight across, and as fast as they can go, and blow holes right through that net, and that's heavy rope net.
Right.
And but they won't do like one hole, and everybody follows through. Each one makes his own hole.
Nice.
So they're tough. How about Cape Hayes Reef? What's going on?
Been a few Spanish mackerel there, a few bluefish, a couple of cobia, been a couple undersized gags, and some small mangrove snapper on it. You know, it's definitely worth stopping, but I wouldn't devote a ton of time to it because it's been very hit or miss. No matter which way the tide is going, it's been very inconsistent.
Okay. That's going to take us down around the Gasparilla Flat, Kaopalu, north towards Placida.
There's a lot of random sized trout out there right now. I mean, you could float the flats out in front of Whitten Creek. You could float the flats around Devilfish or Sandfly, and you could have fun catching trout all day out there. You might have to weed through the sizes, but, I mean, the rods are bent. Also, look around the outside of the sandbars. You know, there's been a lot of redfish over, catfish, Whitten. You know, all on the outsides of the bars are sitting in deeper water.
What about the sharks that have been around over there by the clam leases? I haven't heard much about them since last week either, so I don't know if you've heard of any.
Nope, I haven't seen them. But, I mean, there's a lot of snook sitting around your outside islands right now, too. You know, there's really big ones, there's medium-sized ones, and a lot of small ones.
Whole lot of peanuts around, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bait out that way right now, so a lot of your fish are starting to move to those outer parts.
All right. Takes us up to Placida Trussell.
Placida Trussell's mostly been at night with the snook. You know, pretty much typical. The shrimp have been moving through there a little bit at night, so with this full moon, some of the guys have been out there trying to dip up some shrimp, along with the snook feeding on them pretty heavy. The daytime, it's mostly been kind of a midday to late afternoon feed for the mangrove snapper. Some pretty good sheep's heads still there. I've heard of a couple bonnet heads, a couple Spanish mackerel also. You know, been a little bit of a mixture of stuff, you know, but like I said, it's mainly been middle to late afternoon feed.
I idled through there today, and I, you know, there was a boat anchored up, and I was like, you know, you guys doing ain't good. He pulled up a stringer full of nice sheep's head.
Did he?
Yeah. He had a good stringer full.
There you go. That's not a bad thing.
Sitting on a little John boat.
Hey, most of those guys in John boats and canoe fishermen tend to do better than regular boaters because they're limited to their distance.
And they know it.
So they work it more thoroughly. Just like shore fishermen are absolutely amazing fishermen because they have no place to go. They got to learn that spot better. Yep. So they tend to be pretty successful with it, which is always a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Is there a lot of boat traffic out there?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
All fishing up and down around the trestle or just all throughout the whole intercoastal?
There was a lot of boats anchored up off the trestles today. But, I mean, there was just boats driving everywhere. There's a lot of people.
Have you been up by Lemon Bay or heard anything from Lemon Bay up there?
The trout fishing is actually really good up there right now. And there's also quite a few redfish up there, you know, around Tom Adams. Look north and south on the flats, sitting in the deeper holes. But there's been quite a few redfish hanging out up there.
They catching them under the docks or out in those sand holes or both?
Out in the sand holes on the flats. I haven't been up, you know, on the docks at all, really.
Let's see, Englewood Pier right there at the bridge. I know they're catching snook there.
Nighttime bite.
Yeah. Yeah, been some really good snook there. Yeah, and they're catching them mostly on shrimp and artificials. Quite a few guys throwing that new live target. It's been, like, impossible to get. But the storm swim bait has been working still exceptionally well. That's kind of that go-to. Almost never lets you down lure, yeah. Especially if you're snook fishing off of any one of the piers.
Yeah, any live target bait, those live target baits, they're pretty good.
I know some guys like to throw that spool tech, but I think that live target's giving it a run for its money.
Yeah.
All right. Getting out in the Gulf of Mexico, anybody heard anything going on out there?
It's been really good inside of 14 miles. 14 miles and shallower, it's been... lots of mangrove snapper, some giant lane snapper, like up to 2.5 pounds pretty regularly, along with some porgies and some sheep's head. And that's guys that are fishing either the hard bottom that's out there, especially like that Boca 7 mile ledge or whatever they call it. That's been super productive. You know, and of course, you know, Trembly Reef, Novak, Palm Island, not Palm Island, Mary's and Helen's Reef.
A lot of big barracuda on the reefs right now.
They move back in?
Yes. My buddy, it was on Trembly, I think it was yesterday, he said they were all over it. He said they were all up on the surface.
That tells you the water temperature finally warmed up to that right perfect thing. They never really truly left this year, but there was much fewer numbers, you know, as you would expect. But to hear them back in good numbers now, that just always lets you know that's good and warm water. I'm sure the kings are out there, but I haven't heard any reports yet. But I heard
one report of kings.
I had a guy tell me that they got into them pretty heavy on Wednesday down in Marco Island. So, and he was only 6 miles offshore of Marco. So I'm guessing that they're heading this way. So we should start to hear some better numbers of them, same way as some Spanish, because we're already getting kind of that mixed mash in the harbor already. It's not a bad thing.
Nope.
Spanish mackerel is what I've heard a lot of.
Yeah, I've been hearing mixed reports of them. Seems like feast or famine, though. The guys will move around and come across them, and then they disappear on them, and then they find them again.
All right. Okay, that's going to take us around to the passes. Anybody heard anything going on in the passes?
Yeah. The sheep's head, whiting, some pompano, quite a few snook both day and at night. And then there's been a few bull reds being caught in mixed too, especially at nighttime out there for those snook guys. And I mean, like, you know, 35, 38 inch redfish, some good sized fish.
You wouldn't know anything about big redfish. You only caught, what, 50 of them today, Carl?
56.
56.
Yeah. One was a keeper. The rest were too big.
Caught 56 redfish.
I ran out of bait.
Everything was too big to keep except one.
Yep.
That's a really tough day.
Yeah. Yeah, your customers would have been just bummed. So disappointed. Only caught 56 oversized.
They did want some eating fish, but I asked them we could go try to find some smaller ones, but they were like, no, we're okay.
They didn't want to eat that bad, huh?
they got one. That was it. I mean, they were pretty much 28 to 35, 36, right in that range.
Nice. Catching those on shrimp and pinfish?
I used all pinfish today.
All pinfish?
I caught white bait, and I dumped the white bait out when I was catching it.
So you're looking for the pinfish?
Yes.
Nice. Catching them live pinfish or cut pinfish?
Cut.
Even better.
On a jig head. And, you know, water's starting to warm up, so our fish are starting to move into a different feeding, you know, their transaction right now.
Transitioning?
Yep. They're starting to go off the shrimp. I mean, they're still eating shrimp, but, I mean, they're starting to really go after pinfish, and here soon they'll really be feeding on whitebait.
Right.
Okay, walking down the beach, if we were, you know, standing on the beach casting out, anything out there to catch right along the beach?
A lot of whiting. Good-sized whiting, you know, pound and a half. There has been some jacks cruising up and down along there, along with some pompano. As you get closer to the passes, it seems like you get a little bit more variety, but they've even been picking up a few flounder here and there for the guys that are really working those pompano jigs fairly slow, just pretty much dragging them. They've been doing exceptionally well on them, and Middle Beach at Inglewood, and then closer towards basically all of Stump Pass Park, from right at the parking lot all the way to the pass, seems to be the two hot spots for all of that. All that we're talking about.
There's been a lot of flounder around this year, just all around.
Yeah, but they're, you know, they've been hit or miss.
Yeah,
you know, one guy like will cream them and another guy doesn't catch anything.
But it seems like this year I'm catching a lot more flounder.
They just seem to be steadier, you know. And it seems like they're a little bit better quality size this year.
We've caught a couple of 24 inchers.
Anybody been down by Sanibel, Punarasa?
There's a lot of big snook in Punarasa right now. There's also some big snook sitting at the causeway, Sanibel Causeway.
Causeway's also had some tarpon on it, too, yep. The last several nights.
If you look around all your... You know, little barrier islands right there down by Sanibel, there's a lot of redfish. Cut bait, cut ladyfish, cut mullet, cut pinfish, anything like that's working really good.
Yeah, I've heard of some like 100-pound tarpon there at the causeway.
Yep. I've been seeing randoms up here in the harbor.
Random one rolling here and there. Yeah, I've been hearing that too.
They're starting to come.
And it's all resident fish too. A lot of resident fish and migratory fish, which has been really pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Caloosahatchee, anything on the river there?
I have not.
Snuck up at the trestle.
Yep. Down towards the mouth of the Caloosahatchee, you got like, what's that place called? Like Sword Point.
River, yeah.
Up in there, there's a lot of really good snapper, a lot of good sheep's head, some random redfish, some random snook. But sheep's head bite's been really good in there.
Okay.
St. James got a lot of trout out in the flats.
Well, we're going up to Mat Lachey right now. What's going on in Mat Lachey?
They're still catching a lot of sheep's head and snook off of there. And some pretty quality sized sheep's head. You know, the snook are always, you know, hodgepodge, but the sheep's head have been, you know, 16, 17, 18 inch sheep's head.
There's a lot of redfish, like, in the middle of Mat Lachey, but there's very, very scattered.
What about right there in the immediate vicinity, like, heading down towards the Indian Fields or anything like that?
Yeah, up towards, like, the mouth of Mat Lachey, like, Boquilla, out there on the edge of that sandbar, the oyster bed is, Indian Fields, there's a lot more, like, concentration of redfish.
Going out to Pine Island Sound, what's going on out there?
Good, really very good trout fishing.
Yeah, the trout have been... really good in that 3 to 5 feet of water, it seems like, with your bigger fish.
Yeah, there's a lot of redfish. You know, there's packs. I've been seeing packs of redfish, like 20 to 30 fish running almost on every single island out there. Every shoreline seems to have a little group of redfish running down them. They're not really sitting, though. They're moving.
Heard of some good Spanish mackerel, some bluefish, and a few bigger black tips also out there. Especially as you get closer towards the intercoastal part where it drops into that 5 feet of water consistent mark.
Okay. Taking us around over to Boquilla. Now, Carl, you were talking about a lot of redfish there?
Yeah, there is a lot of redfish, you know, sitting on both sides of Boquilla. On the outside of the sandbar. You know, they're a couple feet off the sandbar right where it's dropping off. But there's a lot of redfish. There's also quite a few snook running around out there.
I've heard of some snook and some sheephead off the Boquilla Pier. A couple of guys been fishing out there semi-regularly. And they've been getting them pretty much consistently all day long.
Okay. Well, that takes us over Burnt Store, Two Pines. Anything going on over there?
Snook, you know, there's a lot of snook, a lot of smaller snook running around in Two Pines, Burnt Store area. I mean, there was a big school of black drum running from Power Harbor all the way up to Two Pines.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that school yet. I mean, I've heard about them, but I haven't heard anything about them since last Thursday, I think, was the last chat that I got.
Yeah, my buddy seen him yesterday. He didn't stop. He drove right over him. He was heading down to Two Pines.
Well, there you go. It's a pretty big school from what I hear. It's like 500 fish.
He ran him over by, closer to Power Harbor, like between Burnt Store and Power Harbor.
Well, that's where we're at now, Pirate Harbor.
Big school of black drum.
Yeah, a lot of smaller trout.
A lot of small trout and a lot of small snook along the shoreline over there from what I've been hearing.
Power Harbor, you know, there's been quite a few redfish just north of Power Harbor. You know, and check the outside of the sandbars for all your cobia.
Still getting the reports of cobia down there cruising the bar?
On the outside of the bar, they've been hanging around the stingrays because there's some really big doormats over there right now.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's not a bad thing. They're fun. I mean, especially this time of year with that water being so clear, they're, you know, kind of easy to spot.
Today was tough seeing no sun.
Yeah. But it was beautiful out.
Oh, yeah. It was
surprised
nice.
You're not wearing 12 sets of jeans, though. It's kind of surprising.
On the boat, I did.
Oh, okay. Just surprising. I don't see you in shorts very often, especially on an overcast day.
I had two pairs of jeans on, plus two jackets today.
Okay.
One of these days, I'm going to pay for him to go to, like, Minnesota in the winter.
Yeah.
Just, I want to be standing just outside the airport door when the doors open.
And he gets hit by actual cold. Gets
that actual cold to up.
Yeah.
I want to be there, video cameras rolling, when Carl walks out the door of the airport.
I'll be prepared. I'll have multiple layers on, plus hand warmers.
No, you dressed up like Nanook from the north. Let me can't put it walk.
Yep.
Up there, they have snowmobile suits. One-piece overall snowmobile suits, insulated. And then you get a pair of boots, the rubber on the bottom, leather on the top, and they got about a half-inch felt liner in them. And he'd be the first person I'd ever seen that I could see with long underwear, jeans, a snowmobile suit with a snowmobile suit over it.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta get one of them. Wish they sold them around here.
Yeah, well, I can order them for you, but when I first came down back in the late 70s, we used them all winter because it was cold out there at night. We'd wrap them up, take them out with us night fishing because it'd get down in the, you know, 40s at night, and then that wind blowing right on the water, boy, that's cold.
That's real cold.
Really chilly. And I'm from where it was, I know intimately 20 degrees below zero. So. Alligator Creek, did anything ever show up in Alligator Creek?
The dredging messed everything up.
Yeah, I've heard of a few jacks and some small snook up in there. But
if you go up, like, around the bridges up in Alligator Creek, there's been some black drum. But that dredging really put a hurting on it this year.
Any size of the black drum?
Yeah. Because I actually know one of my buddies, he works on one of the machines there. His company's doing that dredging. He said he's been seeing some good ones. But they're further up.
Okay, well, it's going to take us over to Ponce de Leon Park. What's going on at Ponce?
Snapper, sheep's head. Up inside, Ponce, there's been quite a few smaller snook on the banks. There's also been a few redfish. They're not in numbers in there, but people are catching redfish in there, too.
Still the same thing, shrimp, pinfish?
More shrimp over there. Just bouncing the shrimp off the bottom. I actually haven't thrown any pinfish in there at all.
Gotcha.
All right. Sorry, just taking a minute to correct an old one I had the spellings messed up on. If you go up into the canals, what's going on up in the canals?
There's a few jacks running in the canals. There's, quite a few random-sized snooks in there. I've just been throwing lures. Storm Twitch Stick, a new live target bait. I've also been using, the Storm Paddle Tails because they seem to be sitting a little lower, deeper in there right now.
Yeah, working the lure fairly slow in there seems to be definitely producing the better quality snook from what I've been hearing from a handful of guys.
Dropping lures down deep.
Yeah.
Fishing. That's why those storm baits are working good because they get that weight up in the front.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be working a little bit better than that live target. Just got a live target's almost neutrally buoyant where it wants to sink enough, super, super slow.
Like I've been telling my people, cast that paddle tail out, let it hit the bottom, and then just start reeling in real, real slow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing the thump on that tail.
Yeah.
And the way it wants to swim, it's so much different than a regular swim bait.
Yep. They work good.
All right. Gilcrest off, I know there's a bunch of snook because I was just there. Snook from Seawall. Anything, anybody heard anything
about the Gilcrest? Few small here? Jacks been coming through in the evening time. But that's really about it. Nobody's catching much for whiting or trout that I've heard of.
Couple black drum running around.
All right, Alligator Creek Reef. What's going on out there?
Random cobia running around. Some sheep's head still.
Those sheep's head have been real good.
Okay, got a little interrupted there. You wouldn't notice it because I hit pause and had to restart, but been doing pretty good around the reef. As I said, we're seeing a few cobia. We're waiting for the tarpon to show up. We have one guy said he saw tarpon there, but I'm not really sure that actually happened yet. But there is a possibility of some good snapper fishing, sheephead fishing, but you are going to have to chum them up. That's one of the big things about the reef right now. Stay off the side of the reef. Try and get them chummed up a little bit. There's actually some pretty good fishing for gag or Goliath grouper there, but again, you're gonna have to chum them off. We've been getting some nice reports of them, but the guys do that. They practice it a lot. Now, coming out to the deep holes in the harbor, we're hearing about cobia scattered out there. We're watching for the tarpon, which could happen at any day now. The tarpon are just south of us, but it would take them a matter of hours to move in. Now, we do have schools of Spanish mackerel scattered all about the holes out there in the deep holes of the harbor, so there is some pretty good fishing for mackerel. Watch the birds, watch the surface of the water. If you see a pod of bait going across like thread fins or glass minnows, watch for those Spanish slashing through them. Now, along with the Spanish could be almost anything from very seldom pompano. They do love to hug the shorelines a little bit better, but there is quite a bit of fish out there right now. All in all, a great time to be out there fishing. Things are getting better by the day. We're hearing more and more reports of redfish every day it goes on. The snook fishing's getting better as this water's warming up. A lot of them coming out of the canals, heading onto the flats. we're just seeing everything that you want to see in fishing right now is just starting to happen. But I guess the big thing is, you know, we have the store in North Fort Myers, and that's doing real well. But the store in North Fort Myers will be closed this coming Saturday for the tent sale. And we've got all hands on deck up here. We've got about 70 people going to be working the show. We've got all the major manufacturers. Everybody's coming. It's going to be a great show this year. We're planning an even bigger one next year. We've got lots and lots of stuff. I mean, Pradco, which owns Bomber and Haddon, is going to be giving away free monofilament line. We've got the Bait to Go, a brand new bait bucket coming out. We got Hook, Line, and Threader, a really cool way of putting your leader right through the bait fish. We've got the no-knot hook threader that you, if you have a hard time with hooks, you can get your hook on real simple and easy. Get some oil. I mean, there's so many little things that you're going to be able to see this year, stuff we usually don't have. A lot of cool brand new stuff. You've got Redbone rods. You got Tim, the owner of Reaper, and one of the number one rods. It's looking to be probably, this is, Reaper is kind of a cult classic hit. If you haven't fished a Reaper rod yet, it's amazing. They really are a great rod, very well built, and it's very scientific. Everything's got to be exact or it just doesn't work, and these do work. So the Reaper rods are just going crazy with it. But from end to end, a great show this year, and I think you're going to be really amazed. Get Patrick Sabeel to sign a Sabeel lure for you. We're looking for our box of lures, especially for him to sign, and buy a bait buster from Mark Nichols. They're going to be just about $4, you know, between $4 and $4.50 for a bait buster. That white one makes a beautiful way for Mark Nichols just to sign his name across it. Keepsakes are from the day you buy it. No one knew 30 years ago that lure was going to be a keepsake. You'll know today because you'll have an autographed lure from Mark Nichols from DOA, from Patrick Sabeel, Doug and Mary Miner from Strike King. You're going to have some really cool stuff. And come to the show this Saturday. You're going to really, I hope you're going to love it. I mean, been going on a long time, and we hope to keep it going. We'll see you guys on Saturday. Remember, Penn, they've got the discounts, plus the free stuff we're not allowed to talk about. And several of the other companies are doing some great stuff, too. But anyway, Fish and Frank here. Robert was in the chair, and Carl was in the other chair, but the store got slammed. They're out there waiting on customers. We got Austin and Chandler out there, and it just got a little too busy for the two of them to help. So anyway, thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back tomorrow with some more On the Water reports, get you some more updates. So talk to you tomorrow. We'll see you, boys and girls.